The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. I want to believe that we're making a lot of progress concerning the program of salvation. I want to believe that we are having a good grasp, firm grasp, and that we are able to continue on the path that God has opened for us, and we can have the benefit of God's life as He has promised us. Let me read again to us today from Psalm 103. Let's start from the place again. That is, light is not leaving the place. So, we keep on beating it. Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, do what? Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all His benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. So, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. So, what is the benefits? Now, from 1 and 2. 1, 2 is still repeating 1. Abi, are you there? Say amen. Verse 2 is still repeating verse 1, but now expressing it in another way. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. So what should be all within me? What should be all within me? All His benefits. What the soul is supposed to carry or inherit is all the benefit that comes by His name. So the name of the Lord is the carrier of benefits. What did I say? The name of the Lord is the carrier of benefits. So what the soul is meant to carry as the name of the Lord is the benefits. The benefits is what expresses His holy name. So the benefits are holy things. Concerning His name, the benefits are holy things. Are you with me today, please? The benefits. Sometimes when we talk about benefits, it looks like Jara. It's not Jara. It's not the Jara. It's the main gain. The gain of His name is the benefit. And the soul is meant, the reason how they made this man's soul, that the soul of man can carry the benefit of the name of the Lord. That's why the preaching of the gospel is the preaching of His name. I went to the house, please. Preaching to them, teaching them in the name of the Father, of the Son, is the name. But actually, that name is a conveyor of benefits. So there, you can see here, that is explicitly opening up what the benefits are. And that's what is every soul that has met God, that every soul has met God, who will reflect God or speak. When you say the word, bless the Lord is speak well of the Lord. Or speak as the Lord is. I mean, speak as the Lord is. Say exactly or express exactly who the Lord is. So the soul is meant to express the Lord. So if they see my soul should be speaking the Lord. People should see my soul and be hearing the Lord. Say amen. Amen. So my soul should be voicing out the name of the Lord. So it's not like lifting up hands to bless the Lord. It's not about expressing or speaking well. Speaking well or excitingly expressing what my soul is excitingly expressing, or the overflow of my soul, of my life, should be from this benefit. So it means the soul must have partaken of this benefit to bless the Lord. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Because bless the Lord, because Psalm 68 says, who daily loads us with benefit. So why is the Lord going to load you with benefit? Even the God of our salvation. So the way he saves us is to load us with benefit. So they have to load you. Say amen. Amen. They have to load the souls with benefit. That is why it is experiential from within. It's experiential. And God wants, the reason for Jesus coming is to open this. You know, it was this book of Psalm, right? It's far from Jesus coming. But the psalmist was speaking here by the Spirit, how a soul can bless the Lord. Soul is designed to inherit the Lord. It's designed to bear the name of the Lord. It's the gift of God for soul. It's the gift of God to man. It's the reason why man is special. Why man is unique. Because man's soul can bear the name of the Lord. Can you imagine when you hear in the scripture, you read something like just talking about my angels. That should be in Revelation 22. It was talking about, God was mentioning particularly, I, Jesus, have sent mine, not M-Y, mine angel. I have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. How glad would it be for you to meet this angel? I'm not talking about Jesus now. To meet the angel who is Jesus' personal mind. This angel does not function away from Jesus. It was designed for Jesus. How possessive or how would Michael feel about this angel? Because there are a lot of angels who are and do things of salvation. All of them are still not this angel, my angel. I just have set my angel to testify of this thing in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and bright and the bright and morning star. Meanwhile, what God still had for man is higher than this angel. So man is supposed to be a very high angel. If the soul can bless the Lord, the soul that soul is an high angel. You know, sometimes when people come into our life and they help us, say, that man is an angel God sent to me. Because they came in and helped you at a point when there seems to be no, actually God sent you an angel to my life. So how much more if that man is still a fallen man. A fallen man who just came to help in a way. So how much more if you meet that man who has become an angel? Because the soul. So the destiny of the... So what God is raising among the human world. Can you imagine that? No wonder heaven has millions and millions of these angels. So the earth was supposed to be colonized by angels. Angelo. You are supposed to be an angel. You are supposed to be an angel. You don't know what I'm talking about. Because we are in a human world. God of flesh. We don't really have high regard for the human world. If an angel comes into our midst now, because of the glory of the presence of an angel, all of you here will go to sleep. Amen. Most of the time they have to tone down that glory of their presence to be in our midst. And I know that they are here. Amen. But they have to tone it down. If they're coming in their glory, does the air emit it from them? You are going to go to sleep. Is it not Daniel? Daniel, he gave him strength. He still collapsed again. He had no strength in him to stand. There was no comeliness. He lost. I'm not sure. Yeah, he has eaten, but he lost strength. Now, that's glory of their presence. That is not talking about their soul. So, presence, are you with me here today? Presence is not the same thing as soul. Yeah. So, because we don't carry that presence every day like that, we despise ourselves. And if God gave us that, we won't grow. We will revel in it. See, you know what I'm saying? Imagine you just come from your house today and you climb an okada man. And climbing him, the presence all over the okada and is arrested. Or you're inside a vehicle going to whatever there. And everything there ceased when you enter the place. Just ceased. And they made themselves in Lagos. Hallelujah. You don't know. That's what those glory does. It does things beyond the human. It doesn't go through the natural process. That's why it's called supernatural. Supernatural. Amen. God allowed them because they are not meant to grow. So God gave that to angels. They have it. But God will not give it to man. Because if you give it to man will abuse it. Even the small egos you have sometimes, you lay on somebody and for so, wow. And at a point, it nearly became a drama in church. You know what I'm saying? Just fell under the anointing. That's man for you. So it's not going to grow. It's not going to look at other benefits. Because in the realm of the spirit, those things are not really as, you call them supernatural. Because it's not in our natural world, you call it spiritual. In their world, it's ordinary. It's normal. Amen. And that's we need to be aware of that. That's why the supernatural can catch up with the supernatural anytime. When there's a need, we must know that. I went to the house this. So we may not carry it every day, but when there's need, it can show up. So if there's no door here and the enemy is pursuing you, you can tell the door to open. That is being aware of the supernatural. Which you don't live by, but you can't be coming on normally and say, I just want the door to open here. You know, I just want to show that. Let me show you. No, you can't do it. So those are in science world who say, if you guys have power, show it. Now we don't show our power like an experiment. Say, you understand what I'm saying now? Say, amen. Say, the Bible says if you hit any deadly thing, it will not hurt you. So let me mix for you today. Gamaliel 20. Or sniper. Let's do this. You read the scripture. It's true. Yes, true. Let's prove it. That would mean that you are tempting the Lord, thy God. If you do it without being aware of it, and you're trying to destroy an agent of God by that, two things happen. Either he will not take it, the spiritual arrangement, or he will take, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. So, we don't boast with supernatural, right? And we don't carry it every and you want to subvert natural in everything. No, you are supposed to live naturally. Jesus here lived naturally, yet is fully aware of the supernatural world. And that's important. You have to. Or someone like Philip will not be able to respond to the wind that carried him. Will not be able to respond because he's not aware of it. You should be aware of it. So he won't catch up with that man at Gaza. It was the spirit that moved him. Catch up. After he ministered to him, the spirit took him again. So all those things are still existing, okay? I said they are still existing, right? And they are not something out of place. It's just a realm above the natural. And we have right to them by the gospel. Say amen. Amen. Our Father is Lord over all of them. Jesus took all of them. When I was going back, he took all of them. So, but for since that is not what God did not call us to for the supernatural engagement is not our victory. So you know what I'm saying? Even if you live in the spiritual every moment and you can count how many times you have passed through the wall, you know. For what sake did you pass through the wall? I'm not saying for what sake. What was that? It's not telling you that is not in line with the gospel. It's not in line with the gospel. Sometimes they are boast. Just trying to prove you as one kind of supernatural. We are all supernatural. Now, you may not have known it. You don't need perfection to be there. That's another thing. You don't need perfection. You can be a child of God and be there. It's just being aware of it and aligning with the need of that time. So no, nothing can really, we don't really have limitation. With God, all things are possible. There was a man who was some years ago, who was moving the Bible to nations. These are the ones I want to hear. Not waking up and I just need to meet my friend. I just passed through the other one. So, hey man. When they are talking, you know he's a small boy. When you hear, by the way he's being spoken, you know he's a small boy in the gospel. So this man, moved materials, Bible, across boundary of nations into China. That's what he does. And when he's coming, all he does is he just lay hand on the Bible and say, "These Bibles are newspaper." And they will get there, they will stop. They will check it. That's what they have seen there. He did that for many, not only one, many years. Because the government of China was against the Bible. They don't want to see a copy of the Bible. Do you know now that they have printed their own Bible? One of them, the goodness of the Bible, they went to go and print their own Bible that they have already tampered with. Chinese government. Praise the Lord. So what I'm saying is that soul quality of life is not measured by that. So that is not benefit of souls. Let's see these benefits, okay? It's not benefit of souls. They are just part of those, the expressions of life in realms when it's need. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? So for a soul to be forgiven its iniquity is blessed. Or it's a benefit that a soul has gotten. If his sin is forgiven, blessed is the man whose iniquity is forgiven. Or whose sins are covered. Whose transgressions are covered. Blessed is that soul. So in the spirit, when they see a soul quality, say amen. With that soul quality, his sin has been forgiven. Blessed is whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. That is a raising of soul. That soul is already is raised above an average man's soul. Let's say the next thing. Okay? Blessed is the man whom the Lord will impute not iniquity. And in whose spirit there is no guile. So, if a soul will bless the Lord or will have benefit, it must have been forgiven all his iniquities. They must have been healed from all his diseases. Then the soul, say amen, must have been crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who crowned thee? Who redeemed thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfied thy mouth with good? I think things there should be in italics, if I get it right. Is it in italics? Who satisfied thy mouth with good, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? So, a soul can be an heavenly soul without really expressing, because all the supernatural we're talking about now is body experience, right? It's not a soul experience. It's body experience. A soul can be in the heavenly. Why is on earth here? And that's exactly what God demands for us in salvation to ensure. So, the whole of the gospel provision is to ensure that the soul is able to bless the Lord. Amen. So all of this is what the name of the Lord carries. So the name of the Lord is material, is good. It's good for forgiveness of sins. No sin can be forgiven if that soul has not eaten good. So taste and see that the Lord is gracious or the Lord is good. Taste and see. So what the Lord gives as good is food or tithing. We call it good tithing, right? So what is God's good? I can't hear you. It's tiring. Good tidings, then good tidings of good. So when you say a soul is being fed, a soul is, as when it's assessing this tiring, the soul is being fed. Who satisfied thy mouth? So a man will have to get a point when he understand, when he appreciate how to eat good. Say, hey, amen. Satisfy thy mouth with good, so that thy youth is renewed. So a soul must feed and eat until it leaves the earthly world. It leaves the earthly, the soul can, so souls can, there's nothing the spirit is manifest that the soul cannot do. Let me say it again. There's nothing spirit is, if spirit is moving by whatever power, soul also has no power. Only that it may not express straight like the spirit expresses it. Now all the angels, are you in the house, Philippine? God gave the angels their soul and gave them their body in line with their souls. Their soul is a gift to them. Though the souls still have their will. Are you with me in the house, please? It means that God did not make them a robot. He made them with wills. But their will and their soul is a gift to them. So they don't need to grow it. That's how they are. But because of the level of what God wants to exalt you to, if he made you like that one, you won't appreciate it. You won't value it. So God has to make us with a soul quality that is lower than the angel. It's not just the manifesting of the spirit of angel. No, a quality of life lower than the angels. That's why we are earth. You know that none of the... Now, when God made this earth, he gave the earth, apart from the heaven and the earth, he still put heaven on this earth. It's in Genesis. God made the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth was without form and void. Right? And so God did not create new heaven. No. It was the same heaven he made that was. It is the earth that God reordered. When he made the earth, he still put heaven on the earth. He moved water up, water behind, and made the firmament, which he called heaven. That is to say that every soul we need is heaven. So there's an heaven, there's an heaven of the earth, of this earth, which is not heaven of angels. Are you in the house, please? So the soul can be, so what is Adam relating with? The heavens. He has his own heaven. And so what he was doing on earth here were actually things coming from his heaven to define creatures, to define animals, to put names on them, were conversation with his own heaven, which is inferior to the heaven of God. But I used to look at it in those days. If Adam has access to heaven, why does God need to come down? So God brings down a higher heaven than the heaven that Adam was used to. So God wants him to. So as created Adam, he has his heaven, but that's not his limitation. God is saying there's a superior heaven. And that's why he can handle the angel that fell. Because that angel came not from his own heaven, came from his higher heaven. Are we in the house, please? And so he has the right to handle that angel. Because a higher heaven was coming to Adam every day. So the way we are made on the earth as human must not deceive us from the capabilities of man. Man is a very high solical being. Say, hey, man. There are many times angels, you know, the earth was put in their custody, yet angels can't function without a man. They will still be looking for men to agree with. Because man, earth was made for man with body. So earth respond, like you go to your farm and plant corn there. Angel can't plant corn here. They have to go to their own heaven and plant corn. What is called manna is the corn of their own heaven. But when you plant corn here, you look at it as smear. I don't know what I'm saying. Huh? Because we are used to our world. It's not ordinary. Not everything can plant corn. How many animals plant corn? No other one. That is the word of man. But that word is not a limitation. Say amen. What I'm saying today is that God wants the soul. God designed the soul to carry a very high benefit. And the benefit of forgiveness of iniquity is not ordinary. The benefit of healing from all diseases is not ordinary. So the benefit also of crowning with loving kindness and tender mercies. You will see that the same thing, go to Matthew chapter 28, Hallelujah. 28. Okay. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name. So he didn't say in the names, in the name. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So you can see that the benefits are in the name. So why Jesus came and said all power in heaven and in earth has been given to me. That the right to give this benefit to men have been given. What we call heaven and earth are benefits. It's not space. It's not spatial, right? Benefits. Heaven and earth is not the space. It's not the length, the breadth. Don't say, if there's heaven, tell me where heaven is. You don't get locations by, it's not all locations you get by geometry or by geography. And there are things that exist in planes. And there are planes, we agree, there are planes on the earth here that is not accessible by any visible thing. Or else, are you here? You'll be able to see angels with a telescope. Where they are, it's not in the, it's they are in the space that you call earth, but they're not in the world of earth. I don't know if you know what I'm saying now. And so you can't use any earthly methodology to assess them. If they want the earth to assess them, they will move, they will zoom. They don't have to move. They will zoom their energy radar to move beyond, out of the invisible, to visible. Amen. Oh. So you can't say, I'm going to heaven. You won't be able to deal with the space, as it were. But it exists because the energy that makes heaven is higher than the earth. And it's not a place you can access by natural means. Amen. Amen. So, praise the Lord. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the name of the Son. So it means the conveyor of the benefits is in the name. So when you bring the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Ghost, what do you bring? You bring the benefits of salvation. You bring forgiveness of sin. That's why when you preach Christ, you preach remission of sin. Can you see that? So that name already constitutes the benefits that God expects a soul to inherit. So baptize them. Baptize the soul. Dip the soul in the name. Let a soul experience the name. Let a soul put on the name. What baptizo is like immerse it. Or it's like dye it. Let it put it on. When you take a cloth and you put a cloth inside dye, the cloth and dye becomes one. And you can't remove the dye from the cloth. So he's saying, let the soul be soaked in the name. Put on the name. When they put on the name, it automatically removes their iniquity. So our iniquities are removed is put the soul in the name. The name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost. The name. Say amen. Then he said, but teaching them to observe. You understand the name also are their person. I didn't even know that. I already knew that. The name of the Father is the person of the Father. That's what makes up the mystery of the Father, mystery of the Son. So the one who carries that name are persons. Now, where I'm going there is this. We know them. Say amen. So the blessing of the gospel actually is entrenched in the baptizing with the name. It means when we are baptized with the name, we inherit the blessing of the gospel. You can't carry the blessing of the gospel without the name. And the way they come, the emphasis this morning was teaching. Teaching them to observe. Teaching them. So you know, souls can easily, that actually the reason for souls is to learn. Souls was designed for learning. Soul is not designed for manifestation. Say amen. Soul is designed, the old faculty of the soul, the arena of learning from the mind to the to the heart, to the will, to the emotion, to the intuition. They are faculties of absorbing information. That's how they were designed. So when you see the whole soul compartment, it's like a functioning machine that's meant to trap knowledge. And that's how, to trap knowledge, to trap, that's how it's designed. So all these faculties are meant for that. And so whatever the spirit has, that you can give the spirit once like that, so was a machine designed to absorb them and make them yours. Are we in the house together, please? And so the soul is the focus of the gospel. Gospel focus is to ensure that all the faculty of the soul is awakened to learning. That's why you see the learning is not just some things you have heard last year. There's a part of you that heard it. When you hear it another year, it's not the same place. Another place learn it. So what defines the all of you is not simply just that what you are using to not for memory now that you know of. It's not who you are. There are so many parts of you that you don't know about. That's why deep it. So deep means that you put it inside, let it stay and take on before you remove it. So teaching them to observe. Teaching them to observe. It means you stay, going to stay with them until it takes on the die. And how to stay them is still teaching. So the whole wisdom of the gospel is in the all teaching mechanism. From the first, he says, stay there, go and preach the gospel to the nations. When you preach, what are you doing? It's still words. It doesn't mean that you have been saved. When you have done that, you still tell them more, teaching them to observe all things that they have commanded you. For lo, I am with you. So, the way the soul takes knowledge is in compartments. And that's why you see in that Psalm 19, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Are you with me in the house? The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Are you here? The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Now, all this now, conversion is a work in the soul. Enlightenment is, you can be converted and not be enlightened. See that place. Conversion, next one is making wise. And that one is what? Rejoicing the heart. And that one is making pure. That enlightening the eyes. All those effects are experiences of soul. Now, all these things came by teaching. How do you get the law? By being taught. Are you in the house, please? How do you get statutes? By being taught. You can't say today, let's teach only law today. No. It's in the midst of the teaching law we come. In the midst of the teaching status we come. Are you with me in the house, please? It's in the midst of teaching that commandments we come. Dealing with different parts of our soul faculty to make the soul experience the benefit. The problem is that when you are in school, listen to me, when you are in school, the only job of you being in school is to pass. And we adopt the means to pass. Some courses, it is Biru, Biso. Now, when you just study courses, this called the Pami, they run the bar. But your seniors will have told you EGL 305. Not Parasibel, they saw. So you know that from the first day of the course, you know what? Same lecture has been taking it. And same as thinking, so it's not going to change. So you know that you're just going to class to attend class. It is Biru, Biso. Some of them, you will really enjoy the class. Are we in the house, please? You always look for the engagement. Some of them, you're going to just go to pass questions. Just take pass question. The man knows they change person too much. Like I don't want them to say, why would I change the question too much? Because the one I gave that said, they didn't pass it. So why should I force from myself by trying to crack my brain? I'll just change two or one question. Because they have not passed it. Even this year alone, I've asked you, have you seen past question? You came for a test. You didn't go through any past question. You know, I know students. They came for test. They have not seen one past question. Generation of 40s, you know? Just that 140 come along. Show me about 10 exam from 40 come along. Praise God. What I'm just saying is that our natural learning is around us pass your exam and go on. Okay? It's not about transformation. So if you bring the way you are trained on your vocation into the spirit, you won't get all the benefit. You won't get it. Because some just go with, okay, what are you talking about? Something on the soul, gift of God, eternal life. You can have all the formula and you have no experience. Because it's not going to come to you in the academic way. Say amen. So, I just felt I should start talking to us on how the Lord comes. Or how you can experience the benefit. How? You see, when you understand how to experience it, then you are not bored out of it. Because, you know, that is the way to get it done. The follower of Jesus Christ called him Rabbi. What are we calling Rabboni? It was Mary that called him Rabboni. Because Mary and Martha are used to learning from Jesus. The word Rabboni means master of master. Nobody else, they don't give that name to any other person. Nicodemus was a rabbi. But Rabboni, actually, it's only the Lord who is the master of masters. So for them to sit with Jesus and hearing was not a problem. When the Lord came and said, your brother is not dead. They said, we know he shall rise up in the last days. So they have grasp of, so resurrection issue is not, we know he shall rise up in the last days. They have been taught. And Jesus said, the last days, yeah, I am the resurrection and the life. That part of the learning was not yet complete. So they understood the issue of resurrection, but they didn't know that Jesus has become resurrection. I want to believe that when Jesus was teaching them, maybe when he was teaching them, yet it was not yet resurrection. Because it was not really everything from the first time. Jesus moved into all the spheres of blessings of God and became it. So while he was teaching them a resurrection world, it could be that Jesus knowing about it, learning, because he also learned resurrection life. Are we in the house, please? So how would the Lord sit down and be teaching resurrection? We really have time for it. In the midst of all this paying bills and everything, will it really be of interest to learn resurrection? And not because then they were going to move into that word of resurrection. It was preparing their heart for what is to come. So I'm very sure that Jesus was not yet like that when he taught them. But between then and now, he has become it. So they were walking with the last note, not knowing that their master has become. And that's why I like that place we learned today. Jesus' miracles were signs to tell them what he became. It was, yes, because the old law of Moses has told them what he will become. Until he became the Son of God. He was telling them that. Telling them that I was changing from just the man who anoint with the eyes to the man who create eyes. That's why miracles today cannot just be signs anymore. The signs have been finished. The last of the sign was the sign of Jonah. So the things we do today are out of mercy for intervention. It's no more signs. Yes. We have enough of just to preach without any bodily healing. Yes. We can preach Jesus today without any bodily healing. Because he has finished the signs in his body. That's why he was not going everywhere, just healing everybody. No. It was strategic. Because there was supposed to be signs pointing them that this is the promise of God's life to humanity. Say amen. I went in the house together, please. God gave to the apostles that wisdom on how to make soul take up nature. How to make soul learn. No? Learn not just like academic learning. Learning until the soul takes up a nature. Because that thing teaching them is to make a soul learn. Like he said in that Ephesians before, you have not so learned Christ. Can you see? You have not so learned Christ. If so be, can you see? that you have heard him and have been taught of him as the truth is in Jesus. So learning, say amen. Amen. So when you say teach them to observe, let them learn. Learn on the take up nature. On the soul, take up the nature of forgiveness. That the soul become blessed because the sins are forgiven. Praise God. So your learning is not finished until your soul can say, bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgiveth thee of all that is all thy iniquity. So the way you know the soul learn is that this iniquity has been forgiven. It means his sins has been remitted. The wisdom base of sin has been deleted. What sin has as arguments, instructions, has been captured. And he has no base anymore to operate. Say amen. It doesn't stop. And thank God for the apostles. God helped them. God empowered them. I know God's going to empower them nowadays too. Say amen. They went everywhere teaching. Not doing miracles. Teaching. Many years ago, I was thinking, I said, won't this message finish? God said, can you finish me? Because we're preaching, you're just preaching Christ, preaching the Father, preaching God. It looks as if this thing will finish now. God said, can you finish me? It is scripture that you're going to finish. You can't finish me. Scriptures are pointers to me. And I found out over the year that it's inexhaustible. It's when we finish this, as if the thing has finished. I said, I finish. It comes again and says, look at this stream. Teaching them. So we're not going to stop teaching, right? I said, we're not going to stop teaching. Teaching them to observe. Or to the point of observe. So we're not going to give them until you start observing. Until you graciously observe. Until it's no more difficult for you to observe. Until it's no more laborious for your soul. You know, sometimes when you see the now we've been learning about Christ of risen. And when you see the demand of Christ, it looks sometimes laborious because of the demands. And the demands are not just demands, they are commandments. That's why the end of the learning is commandments. One of the Lord, actually the beginning of the learning is commandments, but the end of also is commandment. For those who teach it, it's commandment from their side. We are commanded to teach it. But you're also commanded to observe. So it's commandments. You don't have the right to teach until you receive the commandment. So it's not just something we open Bible, just say, no, it's commandment. You are commanded on what to teach. So you can't go out of it. No matter how you can't go out of it. They have given you his commandment. Paul called it by the commandment of the everlasting God that was given for the nations for faith. So no faith, men will not obey faith if we teach it small and leave it. No soul is very, the nature of soul. If the soul is not boxed up with so much, so the soul will still, even the one where you have been boxed on for 2 years, you also see escape. Soul has a way of, I think as if it's dying, it will retain the last breath. Last breath, you just go out and, I ever asked somebody, I asked, Pastor, I want to travel. Then what are you going to do? Pastor, I just felt over you. Because he just felt, I need to breathe out. Even if the brotherhood love is enough, I love it, but this is sad. They won't leave my powder. They won't leave my shoe. Let me just breathe out. Now, why is hearing the message, he believes it. But the soul itself, the man believes it. He wants it. But the soul is not yet aligning fully with it. So that you, there are a lot of things, because I believe that I'm going to do this. That's a part of you saying. That's another part of you that's saying, okay. So when you are saying, I will do it, that part will keep quiet. You wait for you to leave the atmosphere and say, can you really do it? Can you? So apologize. That's the one that catches the voice of the enemy easily. When devil wants to talk, that's what he talks to. That's the one tells you, boy, relax a little bit. Can you literally, you know? He just tells you, he gives you a way of escape because he knows that if you keep on going that way, he will die. and does not want to die. He doesn't want to die. Say amen. So, hallelujah. So the gospel, the way God does this is that you have to commit it to man who can take it as commandment. Can you see? See, but now it's made manifest by the spirit of the prophets according to the commandment of the everlasting God. I was talking about Paul. According to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. So if it's not commanded to Paul, he won't stay on it. And if he doesn't stay on it, faith won't be generated. And there's no faith, nations can't obey God. So from the apostle's side, it's commandment. Then from those who will do it, it's commandment. They have to come to a point where they will start observing commandments. It means that they have learned, they have known. Now to them are commandments to be observed. That's when they signal that now you have come to love. So those who love the blessing, or who love the person, or who love, if you say I love Christ, for example, if you love Christ, what is going to happen? Is that you keep his commandments. It's not that you are hearing the message. That the message has moved in you and has changed to commandments. That's John 14. John 14. Are you with me? If you love me, keep my commandments. Now, it's not talking to all believers there. There are believers who have heard him, who have learned him, whose end is to come into love. I love Christ. I love Christ. It's not that you are learning Christ. It's that you have believed Christ. Are you with me, please? And it's now your person is now accepting it as the way of life. Keep my commandments. So life is tied to commandments. But you can't arrive at commandments straight. You have to start with other backgrounds of learning. Learning the laws, learning the statutes, learning the judgments. Say, hey man, are you in the house, please? Which can give you an assumption that you are already learning Christ. You now put the test. How do we test if truly you have arrived? Because it's supposed to be your life. If it's your life, then it's your love. Because your love is your life, right? If it's your life, it's what you normally do. So the life of Christ is supposed to be... If when Christ, who's our life, shall appear? Now, that's somebody talking. So the man who said, when Christ, who's our life, shall appear, is in love. Everybody's not there. Everybody in church believe in Christ. And they are receiving Christ. But Christ is not yet their life. This is not, you don't quote it. He was making a statement. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall he also appear with him in glory. So it means that Christ should be people's life. So those who are blessed there are those who Christ has become their life. I want to ask this. If Christ is your life, what is saying that you'll be keeper of commandments? Commandment of faith, learning of patience, of brotherly kindness, all of that. Instructions around us. There's commandment, there are instructions. What did I say? There are commandments, there are instructions. When you come to commandments, then they start issuing out instructions to you. Commandment means that you are commanded to love your brother. It's not church who says you should love your brother. The life you are living, say amen. The life you are seeking, the life you are learning, commands you. Listen to me. Now, you know, Christ is a person. Are you here? It's a person who came in Jesus. It's a person, but the person actually is a law and a life. That without the body, it exists. Somebody embody him. Are you here? So, Jesus became that Christ. Because he learned that Christ and became it. But while he was on the earth here, the Jesus, who was a Jewish man, to an extent, and living naturally, was an impediment to knowing fully who Christ is. Because Christ is a person away from Jesus. Jesus became the Christ. Do you get it now? Say amen. Now, while he was on the earth here, he was not teaching them Christ. He was living Christ and teaching them the Father. Because the real goal, the real business is the Father. Are you here? Say amen. So, he wasn't teaching Christ, but they were seeing Christ manifest. But just seeing him is not enough for them to know him. So he said to them, it is better I leave. If I don't leave, you won't get what you ought to get. It means when you saw somebody physically and you are learning from him physically, it's easier than when you are learning his laws. For example, you're all about building sheep and the sheep workings is based on the law of flotation. Huh? Basically on flotation. And maybe Archimedes principle. All those principles is what governs that massive thing that carries 5,000 containers. Yeah, there are ships that can carry 5,000 containers. Massive. It's just law. Okay? You may not have seen a ship before, but all of us, when you are in science class, they teach you all these laws. Right? And they can demonstrate to you simple ways that law, which it uses to explain itself. And they tell you that same law can do much more than what you are seeing now. It can become a ship and carry a whole lot of containers. You know, that is projection of your mind. You have not been involved in building a ship before. You have not seen a ship physically before, right? So Jesus came as a physical expression of that being, which cannot fully be expressed through his person, being on earth here. So he knew that the way to learn it is by law, is by doctrine. What souls, how souls learn is through knowledge. So you can see how they learn knowledge for your children from primary school. All of that want to be able to get to secondary school and be handling, if it's Chinese education, for example, from secondary school, I'm talking about applications. Where the one here will talk about applications. That's why their junior school can handle many things. Because they are already taking, how the law works in this. I'm saying that. So they're used to products. The laws to products. Laws to products. But in this part of the world, we deal much about knowledge, law, without product. So the person called Christ is a product. Are you in the house with me? Uh-huh. Which actually operates by its laws. Jesus Christ had to live the flesh, had to live in the flesh, had to live out of the flesh for them to see who he is really. So can you see? So it is better I go away. If I do not go away, the comforter will not come. And the comforter, when he comes, you won't see him in the body. The word will not see him, but you will see him. Say amen. And when he comes, he will come and it's also called the spirit of truth. When it's come, it will reprove the word of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. When I say the word of sin there, it's not talking about believers. It's the only one that can let you know sin in you. Without him coming, you won't know sin is out of you. It will still be you seeing sin as actions. You won't see sin as knowledge. And your seeing sin as action limits you in knowing sin. Because sin is a knowledge. When it comes to you, it starts showing you who sin is. Even from your desire, you start seeing sin. Before you get to lust itself, you have seen sin. So it's not going to get to the point of committing it to know. Oh, why? It will make you know it. It will show you. It will open your eyes to see. Say amen. That is where knowledge comes in. So the real place to know a thing really is true knowledge. If you don't have knowledge, even if you have ever seen before, now you have not been to a workshop before. I'm trying to pick examples. You have not been to a workshop of where they handle cars before. But if they have taught you about how a car works very well, and they have taught very well, when you get to a workshop of car, you'll be connecting the car performance to what you have learned. The person who has been working on the car without learning, you'll find out that he has a limit because of knowledge. The roadside, he has been handling the tool. He can open the car. But in principle, he doesn't know the car. So what they're talking about is these beings, because they are blessings, they're actually beings that come through to us, that bring benefit to us through knowledge. Soul is designed for knowledge. If it's about physical handling, they won't need to go in the soul world. They'll just be talking to your upper mind. And your upper mind will undo what God is talking about. But your mind is not enough. Your mind is in touch more with your physical environment. You need the whole soul that can interact with knowledge. Say amen. What I explained, does it make sense to you? Okay. Because some of these things, sometimes we want to explain them, and you're looking for words to use. Praise God. When it's come, it will reprove the word of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. So it means the way to access righteousness is to go to Jesus that the world cannot see. So if I come down and start teaching Jesus Christ, the world around there just lose interest. It's not making sense to the soul. Are we in the house, please? It's just going to be like, when I came, I just felt that it would turn me into like, what's the name of this man? Naaman. I thought when I come, it would just turn me to open. Just open your, just place me, watch me and be okay. But he said I should go to Jordan and dip myself 7 times. Why Jordan? If I didn't know better waters, there was about 7 times. To tell you that there's something 7 times will wear out. It's a commandment, 7 times. And until he obeyed it and did 7 times, he didn't come out healed. So what is the anointing waiting for 7 times? But it's commandment for the soul. For a man who is the general of the army of Syria, to make him acknowledge the God of Israel, they need to humble his soul. So 7 times was attached. So if he has done it 4 times, he won't receive the healing. Now the angel that should heal him is there. Yet it won't be healed because he has not obeyed through. So what they do to our soul is to get the soul. They all know our frame. Say amen. Amen. To move your soul to a place where you can really get to see the life and see the life as my life. It takes some journey, okay? Or it takes some intricate working of the Spirit that the Holy Ghost himself knows and administers to the church and to your soul to get the soul to agree with God. Say amen. Amen. So, and that place says, albeit the Spirit of truth will come. That should be, is that the book of John? Let's see it there. Promising about the coming of the Holy Spirit. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. So it means that as long as I stay here and I'm teaching you, you won't get to all truth. There's something about you seeing me physically does to you. It distracts your soul from seeing the invisible. Your soul from seeing beyond what I can see. You know, sometimes you want to get some things, you want to let some things just be like, I need some quiet place. I need a place to focus. Or I just need time to, I just need time to get away from distractions. Does that happen to you? If you really handle ideas, some of you feel like, I just need to, let me just air out. You can just be like strolling in the street and just walking away from your normal routine, right? You're trying to get your mind away from distractions so I can pick what you should pick, right? Now, because the things we do around our flesh are distracting to the soul or the normal order of the soul. Because the soul is meant to, look at this place in Ephesians 1, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. And I always say that the eyes of your heart. So it means that your heart has eyes. And you can pick a thing by thinking. Now, many years ago, when people learn algebra, mathematics, I wonder, I say, what? I don't know. You know, many of you are in the art world, you're in the science world. Algebra, it doesn't follow the normal mathematics. I'm used to normal mathematics, and I'm used to getting 80s in that place. But in the algebra world, there's a way of thinking that does not assume this is this. You assume a lot of things for what is not existing. Now, my mindset is not used to assumption. I'm saying, you just give him what is not there, give him what is not there, and you're walking. Why do you have to give him? I couldn't cope with that way of thinking. I love engineering. And I felt like I could handle engineering. I knew that I'm not catch up for engineering. Engineering world is the world of geometry, world of calculus. I'm not called up for that. I beg. I'm not called up for that. I like physics, but I don't like the area of mathematics. Okay. So, are you here to with me, please? Now, some things you do in mathematics is abstract. That's why some, if you have a kind of form of brain that is light, you don't do mathematics. To move there and go to insanity is very, very close. Yes. I've ever seen people that are in mathematics and they go insane. Yeah, yeah. It's not every course you can do. It doesn't mean you cannot pass it. But your mind, your mental structure, it's not even there. It can pass it. But when your mind wants to stretch to that mastery, it's close to sanity. And, delay. I want to tell the boy. No, but go to tell you. But boy, when they go to mathematics, they go, are you brew? Are you nika? It's not a demonic thing. It's not understanding the platform of your soul. And some things your soul, your mind can't carry. Some thoughts that somebody else will take up 1, 2, 3, 4 and go through it. If you give to your mind, they will go into depression. So just find in the family, 3 of them are insane. When you check it, they all like the same course. Their father studied mathematics. The first one studied mathematics. Hello? So don't force a child. If you know that it's not doing it graciously, just leave him out of it. Yeah, even all this coding thing can make you, can go get you insane. There's money there. Check if your mental structure is designed for it. Don't go and die there. Job, obey, job. You know, parents can be very funny about the ambition for children. And what you want, you end up not getting it. You don't compare child with child. Because the way their mind was framed is not the same. So, that the eyes of your understanding, so the heart has some eye that can understand and see. So it can learn, and start seeing. Just like you can learn those courses, learn, and start seeing what is not existing. So in Christ's law, you can learn Christ's law, to a point that you start seeing that the gateway to seeing is commandment. You're going to see Christ really, not to go serve that spirit. There must be a doer of commandments. Keep him. Say, hey, man. So if you love me, you keep my commandments. If anybody has my commandment, he it is that loveth me. So, commandments of their persons or their laws is a signal that you are around their love world. What I say? Commandment of their person is a sign that you are around their love world. Because what they love is their commandment. Why they were teaching you the laws to start with? It's not for the laws alone. If they don't teach you the laws, the statutes, their commandment will look like a rule on your head. Are we in the house, please? But it's supposed to be a grace in your heart. It's supposed to be a thing you are seeing now. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. That's the life. Oh, to serve one another is a demand. It's a life. It's no more grievous. Are you in the house, please? It's no more difficult. Because it's a life you are seeing. That's how to walk. Sometimes you don't even have enough time for yourself, but you know that it's a commandment to you. You are on the borders of love. Hallelujah. So, teaching them to observe all things, soever I have commanded you. So what he commanded them will end up being a commandment also. So what, if it's not a commandment to us, we can't teach it. But when we teach it, it's going to go through the journey of knowledge. Journey of laws to you. Statutes to you. Until you see it now as a commandment for your life. So if you hear the message to start with and you can't do what others are doing, don't kill yourself. You are not on the same lane of what they are. You are not in the same process of what they are going through. You are not in the same place. You keep hearing. Are you in the house, please? As you keep hearing, grace for you to make progress start coming to you. And within a short time, you just know in the same way. Oh, if not that is of grace, it won't make it compassed to all of us. It won't say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. All souls should bless the Lord. God souls can bless the Lord. All souls can have the same experience. So if it's a thing difficult, then won't ask all souls to do it. So the gospel of Christ has made it grace. That all souls can have the benefit. Are we in the house, please? So all souls can have their sins forgiven. Say amen. I believe that with the little God has done your life, you know that sins can be forgiven. You know the trouble you had some years ago is no more there. Amen. The prayer you have in those days is no more there. It's casting out. Not that you are acting it. It's not just there. You're no more interested. It's because there's a deletion. It says you were hearing deleted some strength, some basis of them. Some comes through reasoning straight. Some come through reasoning that is not reasoning through your mind. Because sometimes reasoning goes to your heart. That's not your mind. All you are hearing now is not your heart. Your physical head cannot grab all of them. I will house this. So they are perishing faculties of hearing. Upper mind, lower mind, your heart. To trap what you don't know is in you. So sometimes, it's more than today. What did I learn in church now? What you learn is more than what you know you learn. It's more than what you don't know yet. Because there are various places to hear that is not in your, what do you call it now? Your cerebra. That goes beyond what you can put down in your note. Praise the Lord. Are we together? So, we're saying here, so there's a demand for you to see the hear to a point of sin. That's why I did two things. Hearing here with a sin high. The Lord made them twins. Hearing here, sin here. Right. So it means that when you hear and hear, you should get the point of sin. Sin means that, okay. Oh, now what is the strength of sin before? Lie. Why you don't believe you can do something because he told you a lie? But when you see, when you start seeing, okay, means you are dissolving his lie. Oh. Means your eyes are being opened. Then, when your eyes are being opened, the secrets of sin and death is being deleted. Because it's also secrets. That's why you don't shout on it. You don't shout on it. No. You work it out. And I was just reading the scripture, I was reading this weekend. It said, flee adultery. It is what you see that you flee. So you know what I'm saying now? It's when you see it that you flee it. So he's talking to a people who have enough eyes to see it. Because in flee adultery or flee fornication, they are flee women. They are flee sisters. Because it's not instruction for a child. You must have eyes to see. Say amen. Or else you will wrongly interpret it. So, what God wants to do is to come to the faculties of our soul. The ears of your soul. The eyes of your soul. Paul was making a boast in the place. He said, am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Christ? You may think that he saw Christ on the way to Damascus. No, it isn't Christ. He heard the voice. Are you with me, please? And there was no time that Christ came physically to him. Why Christ led him to see him? Because Paul was going to come with the pure wisdom of Christ on how to save. So they had to take him. Can you see? They didn't take him through the route of the other apostles. Because seeing Christ in the body is a limitation. Because you will know him in the flesh. Are you in the house, please? So all the divine beings are all spirit beings. The Father is a spirit being. God is a spirit. Christ is a spirit. That's what makes the old journey a different ball game. Hallelujah. We say, Lord, we want to see you in this place now. If God gave you a sense of feeling of his presence, that does not still mean you have seen the Lord. He does that. Just feel his presence among us. Just see that the Lord is in this place. Wow. That is not the way to see him. The sin that saved the soul is a sin of the heart. Are you in the house, please? And we can tell those experiences for many years. In fact, some 10 years ago, I was in my office in the morning. I was just there in the morning, and I just saw the Lord came in there and sat on the seat. And he turned his eyes to me and beamed his eyes. When you hear that, could be true. But when you hear that, you are feeling that for 30 years, I've not seen the Lord. Say, Jesus, I want to see you. Jesus, I want to see you. You know what it will be saying in the spirit? Boy, you don't need to see me. There's a way to see me. Jesus physically has shown himself to more Arabs, to more Christians. But you know, that's the doorway to batch to them. Because they are canal. So the way for them to feel the Lord, and when he comes that way, they turn. Say, hey, man. And they turn sincerely. If you come to that way, you won't turn sincerely. That is not the frame of your soul. So, I want to see the Lord. We just say, I will show myself to you. Next thing we'll start doing is that we'll start pointing himself to you in the scriptures. I feel like, I say, I want to see you. Are you not on the journey of seeing me? This is the way to see me. The sin that brings salvation is the sin of the heart. Say, amen. So, but have I not seen Christ? It means you can't be an apostle if you have not seen Christ. That's the least you must have seen. I've seen means that I have come to know. That word know is an internalization of his person. Over time, that has made what you know to come out as a person. Say amen. When Paul will be talking about the Lord, sometimes you don't know if he's talking about the Lord in the body or the Lord in the spirit. Because he saw him much more in the spirit. Praise God. Now, all of that is what we should desire. That's the pathway of faith life we should possess. And you can see the Lord. So you can see the Lord. He said, the world will see me no more, but you will see me. The world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. And you won't see me in your dream. You will see me in your heart. And I tell you, it is real. I say it is real. It's really something that when you see me in your heart, any law that negates him will be like a sharp reflex. A sharp reflex. It doesn't mean you cannot sin. But it only means that sin, you will only sin willfully. Because you have seen Christ in your heart. I feel this season that God wants me to just come around and make these things more real for a pursuit. Pursuit beyond the message. Pursuit that can go with you to when you get to your house. Something you can pursue on your own and you'll say you are making progress. So sometimes when you have accessed so much knowledge in terms of hearing, you don't even know what it's meant for. I know we have heard so much in recent times concerning the person called Christ. And I felt that men should start seeing him. Start seeing him. Say amen. Amen. Are you with me in the house? Start seeing him. You won't apply your heart to commandment fully if you don't have the hope of seeing him. What makes us do commandments is for that hope. I'm saying, doing commandment from your heart. Doing commandment away from public sight. You won't do commandments. If they tell you, forgive your brother, for example, you will choose what to forgive, who don't forgive you. You choose to forgive in your own. You choose many things in your soul will respond to or not to forgive. But when you know that forgiving your brother gives you more access to see him, because it's to you a commandment. It's not advice. Huh? You are not advised to forgive. You are commanded to forgive. So, John 14, I think that's in 14. If you have a commandment, he that has my commandment is he that loveth me. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. He that has my commandments is he that loveth me. Are you there? He that has my commandments is and keepeth them. So, and keepeth them. And keepeth them. It is that. So talking about keeping them normally. It has become its normal. It is that loveth me. What's the next thing? He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him. What's the next thing? And I will manifest myself. Or I will show more of myself. So, he's talking about how to see him. So, when he shows you more of himself, you see him more, right? So, keeping commandments is at the border of sin. To know that I have seen Christ is not a boast of me I have seen Christ. that hath obeyed. When you see those who say, I'm seeing Christ, go and check for Paul. Commandments. Commandments. See the way he was instructing Titus, Timothy. Paul is a man, who is totally soaked in commandments. It's a sign to know those. So if you say, I've seen Christ, check out. Does this man keep commandments? Does he have commandments he keeps? So it's not a boast, it's an experience. It's a knowledge. I said knowledge. It's an intercourse. It's not a memory knowledge, it's an intercourse. Something you have gotten involved in over time. And now you know it. Do you believe this? That is the true pursuit in Christianity. And it's every one of us that will get up on this and match up on this path. So when we're teaching and we're laying commandments, it's not a thing for you to consider. It's a must for you to do. Not because it's church, because there can be church doctrine, which is still is part of it, but it's not on the priority list as the commandments of Christ himself, which you will see given to the apostles and given to other people. It's the key way to see him. If you don't, I know that he won't show him. Say, I will manifest myself to him. Very soon he said, and that one says, my father will love him and will come and make our abode with him. So when somebody is abiding with you, what does it mean? It means that you are one with that person. It's word, and these are spirit things. It's not a thing that you will say, one day we are in the abode of the Father and somebody will see you. It's a place you are in the spirit. And it's real. What I say? I can't hear you, please. Christ is real. It's real. So we have to go beyond the Jesus experience that can come into our physical world to experience that is of the soul. Everything you see in that Psalm 103 is benefit of the soul. As much as we enjoy all the other ones he gives that are evident. If the Lord is walking here, anybody that comes here, just know today, this happened, that happened. Everybody can connect to that. But when he moves to the spirit, not everybody can connect to that. It's only those who are going with him, those who are keeping commandments, that will be in tune with what God is doing at that time. Say amen. And that will be the way it will happen till Jesus will come physically. In fact, the reason is that, like I was saying to Pastor Larry, was yesterday, Jesus coming physically is going to be received by those who have received him over and over again. They have seen him over and over and over too well. And it's not, you know, there's a way the Lord will speak. In one of the books of Rick Joyner, the Lord will be speaking, and you will just know it's the Lord who's speaking. You will see a person. You will see a person talking to him. There's nothing in the body that will make you know it's the Lord. You know, there's nothing about him. We can know he has the kind of glory, whatever that's not ordinary. But that is not still show. But if you see as well, people like Abel, you see them in glory, huh? They all have their glory. If you see Abraham, they're all in glory. But what makes difference when he speaks? Just is the Lord. Just like what happened to Peter and the rest of them after resurrection. That one happened. There's one happened on road to Emmaus, and that happened to them when they were fishing. Remember that when they were fishing? And the Lord, they have been toiling through the night, and the Lord said to them, release your net here for a catch. And after they have released their net, they didn't still know who was talking to them. But because they have toiled through the night, they have no choice. They did that. Because after they made the catch, that their eyes, no, it didn't open right. Now, after the catch, the Lord said to them, come and take bread. He has made a fire somewhere there. Fish and bread has been there. As he took the bread and broke it. To let you know the doorway of seeing him. So with all those manifestations, they still see him. Then he broke the bread, their eyes open. It is the Lord. So bread is the journey to that place. Break until the eyes, your eyes will open. And you will not see that this is Christ. This is the Lord Christ. It is then walking with him. I'm telling you, sometimes, well, week you may not have a presence. Yeah? I walk more with the person of the Lord than physical presence. I walk more with the Lord in my heart. That's why I can hear him. I don't need to say, Lord, I don't know. I can hear him frequently from my heart. Because the heart actually is the doorway of the Lord. It's the primary doorway. Other means he uses are just say amen. So in this season, we will see the Lord. You know why you have to see Christ first? In the Father's word, there are many sins. But that is the word of the Father. It's many apostles. They call it coming. The coming of the Lord is not rapture. It's many, many times you have to show himself. That's why the doorway, if you have not seen Christ, you won't see the Father. You must have seen Christ. I say you will see Christ. Through the gospel. He has made life, he has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. How can a man begin to undo immortality? Through the gospel. Not by any tying of one, betu, igbadi, to add the mapa, tanshala, that one. I'm saying, that's how they test their thing now. If they say that they will shoot you and the thing will not enter you, they will do it for you. They will take a gun. But the gospel will walk in a soul and bring life and immortality to experience. A man will comprehend that word. Amen. We understand it and we start relating with it. That is our reward. I pray for a movement in this season for the whole house of Eternal Life Embassy. That Lord will move us to the word of comprehension. Amen. Word of understanding. Amen. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask the Lord for us that this mystery being will not remain a mystery to us. Amen. Yeah. 5 years, 10 years, they're still mysteries. They should be mysteries already demystified. The things which are revealed are for us and our children. It says secret things belong to God. But things which are revealed belong to us and our children. That will be do what? All the law. So we pray today in the name of Jesus Christ that things which are ours by revelation will become an inheritance to our heart, our soul in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our soul will comprehend them, will become so real to them. The Lord Christ will not be a thing we read in the Bible. We become a tangible being to our soul. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That indeed will be numbered among those who are blessed. Blessed. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Because my soul will experience forgiveness from all its iniquities. Your soul will experience healing from all its diseases. The same soul will experience the crowning with loving kindness and tender mercies. We eat of the good of the Lord. We eat it willingly. We get to our house and eat it willingly. We'll be alone and eat it willingly. Yes, we'll be alone and meditate upon his commandments for to keep them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let it be to us meat. Let it be to us satisfaction. Thank you, mighty Father. Lord, we bless you. We appreciate your name.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.